Today I'm going to talk about a new discovery for a catching of Anopheles gambii. As you know, Anopheles gambii is a major vector of malaria in Africa. The eggs are laid normally on the surface of the temporary water or on mud, and eggs are assumed to hatch spontaneously after embryonation. But what we observe in the lab is that if we don't handle the eggs, they don't hatch. So we thought about the similar thing in the nature, what might be the similar thing in the nature, and we came with this hypothesis that rainfall stimulates egg hatching of the Anopheles gambii. But before that, because rainfall has so many factors, we concentrate on agitation as a stimulus for egg hatching. For this experiment, we had two strains, Mbeta from East Africa and Sococo strain from West Africa. We did three different types of experiment. One of was manual swirling of the eggs. We had one egg in one plate. Then we tested the effect of egg density because we wanted to we designed the last experiment, which we were giving the containers to drop water droplets. Here's the map of Africa. On the right side here is Mbeta, and this is Sococo in Liberia. So the first question was, does agitation stimulate egg hatching? So for this one, we blood fed the eggs, and they laid eggs 3 days after blood meat. We transferred the eggs the day after oviposition to this small plate using glass pasteur pipette. We use multi-well plate. They have 24 wells, and we put 2.5 milliliter tap water in each 2.5 milliliter wells, and we put one egg in each well. We try to deal with the eggs very gently. We have five plates as control, five as agitated. We counted the larvae before agitation. We swirled the plate for 4 minutes on the table, and we counted the larvae after agitation, and we repeat this experiment for 4 days. Eventually, we calculate proportion hatch by dividing number of the larvae to the total number of the eggs. So this is the first result we got for Sococo. As you can see, 73.21% of agitated eggs hatch, which was significantly higher than control. For Mbeta, we saw the same result, 72.22% agitated versus 11.65% in control. So agitation stimulates egg hatching. Considering this one, we wanted to go to the next stage. And before that, we want to see if egg density after catching, because in the last part, we wanted to see if we put like 10 or 20 eggs in one container, does it affect anything, the egg hatching. So for this one, we had a plate of the same plate left in the cage, and mosquitoes laid egg in this plate, you know, randomly. It ranged from 0 to 101 for Sococo and 12 to 110 eggs in each well for Mbeta. We didn't agitate them for 7 days, and we let them to hatch spontaneously, and we calculate proportion hatch. As you can see in this graph, there was no correlation between number of the laid eggs and proportion hatch, so it means doesn't matter how many eggs we have in the place, the result would be the same. For Mbeta, we saw the same thing. So, based on that one, the answer was the egg density doesn't affect egg hatching. And we went to the third part. We focused on the rainfall as a stimulus for egg hatching. Rainfall has so many factors. We focus on two main factors, droplet numbers and frequency. So we had zero droplet as control, 1, 5, and 10. And we had, we stimulate them for at different times, 0 as control, 1, 2, 3, and 4 times. and we designed the factorial experiment. As you can see here, we have the four groups of frequencies, and here we have the droplets. Each white circle is one of those petri dishes. We put 50 milliliter water in each petri dish, 10 eggs in it, each dish, and we counted eggs and larvae before experiment. They received water droplets at different times and different droplets, and we counted eggs and larvae after experiment. We covered the dish to keep the humidity in the containers, and we did the experiment for 4 days. So by the end, we calculated the proportion hatched, and this is the first result that you can see in SoCoCo. It was by increasing the number of the droplets, we had increase in the proportion hatch from about 17% in control to 50% in 10 drops. For SoCoCo, the agitation frequency didn't seem to affect them, because here we have control and here we have all of those frequencies. These p-values for difference between this control and the first frequency, and they hatch at the same rate. For M-beta, the proportion hatch at different water droplets was not significant, which was contrast to SoCoCo, but the frequency of the agitation was important. So we had the higher proportion hatch after four times frequent agitating four times. So including that one and the other results, we had this one for the first experiment, the swirling causes hatching. Egg density doesn't affect hatching, and water droplets cause hatching. So the take home message is that heavy or prolonged rain may be required to hatch most eggs. We have this suggested explanation as evolutionary adaptation, that rainfall might be a natural stimulus to induce hatching when pools are gaining water, so there's more time for larval development, and the survival probability improves. This is the first time we are doing this experiment on Anopheles gambi. We are working on more factors of the rainfall, like the size of the drops or the physiology, how is it going, why is it affecting them, and the experiments are going on. With this, I'm going to thank Chris Stone and other my lab mates that comment on the experiment and help me analyzing the data. Thank you very much.
Repeat the question.
Yes, so this question is that how do I think that agitation causes hatching? We had one egg in each well, and for like the some of the pilot experiment that we did, we just hatched them using the pipette pasteur. We just poked them, and we saw that they hatch after like five or 10 seconds. We don't know how is it going. We don't know anything. I don't know anything about the physiology of the egg hatching. But we are pretty sure that it's more a physical thing than a chemical or pheromone. Because when we had the eggs, the different densities of the eggs in each well, they hatch right at the same time. If there's something with the pheromone, so when we have more eggs, we expect to have larvae coming pretty soon. I've answered your question, that we know that this is something physical, but we don't know how is it affecting the eggs.
One thing I've noticed in the lab is that the eggs tend to stick to the rim, especially if you're using plastic, like the microtiter plates. And I'm wondering if you sometimes have to agitate it or move the plates to get the eggs back down on the water. Results in these
You mean the direction of the water going up and down might be, or even different.
Sticking to the side out of the water and dying.
So the question is that if they're stick to the plastic, they might be one reason. Every time we did the experiment, we were very careful, especially for the first one that we had the plates. We were very careful to look at the eggs to see they're all in the water. They're not sticking out of the water. That was we did so many experiments with that. We did with the shaker for 24 hours, and the best. I'm presenting the best data that they had. So I think that they didn't stick to the like the plastic, and they were all in the water, and I think this was agitation that caused the hatching.
Could it go back, far back?
Yes.
And then we'll go back there. Have you looked at any of those factors on larval survival?
No, this is a very good question. That's what we are going to do on it. We are doing the experiment on it. We haven't looked at them yet. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Do you know any other species?
So the question is, do I know anything about other species? There's a paper by Roberts in 2005. He did the work on Aedes caspius. The experiment was different. You know, after we did the experiment, found that paper, and the way that he did the experiment was different. So that's the only thing that I know. And the next question was if there is other factors that agitate water. Well, wind can be one of the main factors. But since rainfall is something that's correlated with the population, it's the habitat for the eggs, we concentrated on the rainfall.